Hey there, welcome to Loving Truth, a podcast about loving truth and about being loving as we swim in the truth of God's word, being truthful, loving truth. You know, we love the truth and are saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We are to speak the truth in love and all of those things. Today we're talking about robust discussions of things on our minds. And maybe I'm just going to dive into how do we do this? How do we do this in a way that can be most edifying and encouraging to the body of Christ while still having robust discussion of things on our minds? And I'll take you first to Proverbs chapter 17 and just two verses, 27 and 28. And I love these verses. Let me read them. Whoever restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. Wow. Okay. Wow. Just wow. Right? Restraining the words. There's a knowledge to that. Cool spirit, not getting angry easily. Man of understanding. But even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. I've remembered that many times in meetings where I'm like, don't say anything right now. Okay. But let me just, you know, tease this out a little bit. And then this is going to be a really short podcast today. But let me just say robust discussion of things on our minds to edify and encourage and all of that. I guess I would just follow these verses and go, okay, restraint. Okay. There's a place for restraint, a restraint of words. What does that mean? It means to literally decide to not speak and to keep it to yourself. Like, how much are we okay with keeping it to ourselves rather than letting the faucet run, okay? So anyway, I would just say restraint. The interesting thing is knowledge, okay? Even, you know, the idea of wisdom and knowledge and all of that, knowing the right thing to do and doing it and having an understanding, right? It says he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. So the second part, not just restraint, but cool spirit, okay? A cool spirit. You're not running hot all the time. You're not redlining. You're not, you know, getting perturbed, okay? Don't be perturbable, okay? I remember Joe Rigney wrote a book a couple years ago called Leadership and Emotional Sabotage. And two of the biggest takeaways for me was resist manipulation and be imperturbable. So I would just say, you know, restraint and then cool spirit. One more, okay, one more word, silent. You notice that in Proverbs 17, 28 says, when the fool keeps silent, he's considered wise when he closes his lips. So the idea is restraint. Let's go back to restraint. You know, I said decide not to speak. How about this? Filter your words, okay? Maybe the restraint of the words is more of a filter. And let's say the cool spirit is more of a radiator, okay? Like making sure that you don't get hot. And then the silence is where you choose not to speak. And just keep your peace. And that doesn't mean with a smug look on our faces. That just means like let's just not say anything right now. It maybe would be better in this moment not to say anything. So, you know, as we think about this discussion of robust, you know, discussion, things can get heated. People do want to talk. How do we have a robust discussion of things on our minds that would edify and encourage people? And I'm throwing out three things and then we'll close and we'll pick it up next time when Connor and I are together. We'll talk more about it. I'm soloing it today, but that's okay. It's always better when I'm with my buddy. But restraint, cool spirit, and silence. Okay, restrain the words. Let's again rephrase that to be more like a filter. And then cool spirit, like you're not redlining, you're not perturbable, you're not always getting upset. Okay. And then silence. We can choose not to speak. All right, that's it for today. I hope you have a wonderful day. Love the truth. Love Jesus and do whatever pleases him. God bless you, friends.